In this tutorial, we will review how to create a new schedule template in the Office Appointments Maintenance. The template setup in this area is what is used when you extend and revise your schedule. Individual templates should be set up for each set of scheduling circumstances. Days that have the same office hours can share a template. Creating a new template is commonly done when you are developing a new provider schedule or when additional templates are needed on an existing schedule due to changes in the provider's availability over time. At the Office Appointments Maintenance menu, select the top option, Schedule Template Maintenance. A list of all the providers that are set up in the system will be displayed. Select the provider you wish to create a template for. When the provider is selected, the next screen will ask if you want to copy over another doctor's template schedules. If you have already created a template or templates for another provider, and those templates closely resemble the schedule needed for the selected provider, you can click Yes, and you may find that it is easier to modify an existing template rather than creating a new one. If, however, the provider requires their own unique set of templates, click No, and a blank schedule template listing will appear. To create a new template, simply click the New button at the bottom of the window. The pop-up will appear and ask if you want to copy over another doctor's template. Click No to continue creating the new template. When creating a new scheduling template, the first thing you will need to add is the template code. The code can be alpha, numeric, or both. And must be no more than 5 characters in length. Create a schedule template description, which will describe or define the shortened template code above. When the description has been added, click the check mark in the top left corner of your screen, or press Enter on your keyboard. The next screen will state that no time slots have been added for this day's schedule, and the pop-up will ask if you would like to copy over another day's template schedule. Press No to continue creating the new template. The maintenance options box will appear with a list of options that can be used to create a new time slot. Because no time slots exist in this new template yet, option 1 will enable you to add a new range of time slots. At the new template schedule window, there are several fields available to create a day's basic schedule. In the first slot field, enter the time that the provider will see their first patient of the day. And then in the last slot field, enter the time of the last appointment of the day. The next field is the schedule type. If you intend to have only one appointment type for every time slot of the day, click in this field and select from the list of your created appointment types. If you prefer to add appointment types to specific time slots, you may add them in later. If you prefer to add appointment types to specific time slots, you may add them in later. In the length field, enter the time interval in minutes that you prefer to set all of the time slots at. If this template will be used at a specific location, select it in the location field. The available option should be set to yes in order to make the range of time slots open. The available option should be set to yes in order to make the range of time slots open. If this field is set to no, all of the time slots will be unavailable for scheduling. You can add a standard note for all of the time slots in the note field. After you have entered all of the time slot settings, press enter on your keyboard and another field will appear to set the number of appointments per time slot. Unless your office schedules multiple appointments for a provider in a single time slot, this should remain at one. Unless your office schedules multiple appointments for a provider in a single time slot, this should remain at one. Press the Enter key again, and the template schedule that you just created will appear with the ordered time slots. You can edit the new template by selecting any of the maintenance options, or click the back button in the top left corner of the screen, and you will be able to create a new, If you do not need to create another template, click the Cancel button and you will return to the Schedule Template listing where you will notice your newly created template. This concludes the Creating a New Schedule Template video tutorial.